Jessica Christensen was only 3 years old when she discovered Wonder Woman, the Linda Carter version. She doesn't remember much about the 1970s TV show, just this image of a woman spinning through a flash of light and emerging a superhero.
Usually the rest of the day, I would run around my apartment wearing my Wonder Woman beach towel, which was the mainstay of my Wonder Woman costume. I usually would make cuffs out of toilet paper rolls or cut up paper towel rolls for her armbands, and then I'd find a shoelace or a yarn bit or a piece of rope, and that would be my lasso.
With which she'd capture her teddy bears. When I spoke with Christensen, a live-action remake of Wonder Woman was in theaters. It was the highest-grossing film at U.S. box offices this summer, and she'd brought an adult-sized Wonder Woman beach towel with her to the screening. Along for the ride are her daughters Rita and Ayer, who are also dressed for the part. Ayer's costume is a hand-me-down with some Southeast flair.
She's got her blue rope from a boat line. That's her lasso of truth that we're going to be bringing in today. And she's got a favorite pair of socks that she's wearing. And it's still that imaginative play core. And that's what's important.
I ask Ayer how she feels to watch Wonder Woman and be wearing that costume too.
Amazing. Amazing and really excited. Yeah. But Mom has told me about it, and Mom loves Wonder Woman, and so do I.
Christensen is a teacher at Baranoff Elementary School. She adds that seeing more female heroes take the silver screen, like Rey in the latest Star Wars film, is having a trickle-down effect on what kids pretend to be while playing in the classroom.
Where I've always, in my 12 years of first grade, I've always seen Batman and then Darth Vader certainly represented when they play imagination, with the rise of Rey and Padme and Star Wars, and Wonder Woman is right in there in the thick of it.
And it's not just Christensen who's noticed a shift. Wonder Woman is the top Google search for Halloween costumes this year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.